Alright, Vaudians and Parent Boulevard fans.
Episode 3,
baby. We're gonna talk a little bit about gender roles today. It's very, I know it's one of those things that's, I guess, it's for each their own, right? It's one of those things that's quote unquote controversial or what have you. But the fact of the matter is, the term gender role means something to everyone, right? So we'll tell you a little bit about what role both of us play in terms of some of the things we don't really care for, in terms of, okay, we don't care to abide by that quote-unquote gender role, traditional gender roles, and some of the things that one way or the other, whether it was said explicitly or we just moved into that role, is quote-unquote traditional in our household. So again, this is, I'm Senna, I'm here with my husband Jason, and Isaiah. We wonder if she's still sleeping. We wonder if she's gonna make any sound in this episode. But traditional gender role, if you, depending on how back you want to look at it or what lens you're looking through it, is, you know, the woman that's the household chores and cooks and the term that is used nowadays is homekeeping or housekeeping, and then the man goes out there and wins the bread and bacon or bread and butter, however the saying goes. I never get most sayings right, so he's shaking his head at me. But to you know, to some degree, that every household had a degree of that's kept or not at all, totally thrown in the trash. I would say our household is one of those where we keep some of it for sure, but it's not something that we adhere to significantly or strictly at all, because for one, like a lot of households nowadays, we both have a career that we work, we both go out there and work, we're both are good at cooking and we both enjoy cooking, right? We both can hold our own in cleaning and organizing, and so forth. We both are able to do the laundry, dishes and all that. Now, who actually does it for the most part is a question, right? So as far as cooking and organizing and keeping the house not looking crazy, that's usually generally my work. I generally do that. I enjoy it. I feel like I'm better at it than he is, especially because I can be very critical when it comes to certain things, especially the dishes and how my kitchen is organized. Now, I'm not a germaphobe, don't get me wrong, not at all. Like I can be okay with things not being sparkling clean, but I'm weirdly directionally strict. Like if I put the knife here, 9 times out of 10 I want it there. There've been once or twice where he moved things around the kitchen while he was in there and I was not happy, so I put it back. One of those times was when he was spending most time in the kitchen, like the first week or two after we came back home with Nesaya, and I wasn't able to do much, so he was doing pretty much everything, including doing the dishes and cleaning the kitchen and all that. And then so when I was able to move around and go in the kitchen, I was bothered. I was like, I'm very glad that you stepped up as I knew you would and did this thing, but I'm gonna put the kitchen back in the order that I wanted and that I had it, because this is my turf. So I put it back the way I wanted it and the way I had it. So it's just that's one example. Like certain things, he is the only one who's gonna do them 9 times out of 10. Like taking out the trash, like I don't care for that, and so I don't do that. I really can't remember what day is our trash day. Is it Monday or Tuesday? It's one of those days. Or is it Sunday? It's Sunday, one of those 3 days. So I can't remember. I don't remember. So that's how much I don't pay attention to the trash. Even when it comes to taking out the trash for the diaper, now that we have a diaper trash can, I'm just like, bro, this is full, so please. And he's taking care of it.
Voila. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah.
Voila ici. Voila ici.
Voila ici, okay.
Très bon.
Très bon. Très, très bon. Magnifique.
Magnifique. Parfait.
Magnifico.
Ah, parfait.
That's touchdown for the Lions.
just a super W on the side.
Just so you know
what,
why we are acting
I'm
up.
Watching the Lions game right now. This is history in the making. Even though I'm in, obviously we live in California, but born and raised in Detroit, I mean, Michigan and everything. And so just watching them do their thing right now just brings so much joy to my heart. Like, the little kid in me is crying. The teenager in me is crying. The grown man in me, if they make it to the Super Bowl and they win,
we'll be crying.
We'll definitely cry.
That's a whole lot of three versions of you that's crying. That's three cries you got to give us.
Yeah, that's three cries. So, again, y'all, if y'all hear me, I'm here. I'm present with y'all. But, you know, I'm excited. Like, literally, man, it just means so much. I can't even put it into words to see the Lions actually being contenders. And, I mean, they could go all the way.
They're doing their thing. They're holding their grounds, for
sure. Since I did that immaculate
all right, go on.
Chanting.
Tell us.
It's interesting when you think about gender roles and what that means in 2024. because, you know, me and my wife, we're product of the 90s. You know what I'm saying? And we're products of parents who were, in my opinion, very raised very traditionally. You know, very, hey, this is just what it does, what it goes, and how it bees. Even though they both were single moms, you know, raising us and things like that, they knew or they had the wherewithal to put in and say, okay, when you get married, because I'm sure, you know, Senna's mom, just like my mom, said, okay, you're going to get married one day, you got to do X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you know what I mean? Even without being there, I mean, we were halfway across the world, so there was no way that, you know, we could have, you know, did that magical, oh, I knew you since I was a little kid type thing or whatever. But in our mind, we did. but it was interesting because I think it was established even back when we were dating. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I've known Senna officially for about 10 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, 10 years, we're coming up on our third year of marriage, which is crazy, B.
But, that is. Next crazy. Month is our third year anniversary.
Yeah, our 3 year anniversary. So that's wild, B. But I think, and I'm just speaking, you know, frankly, shout out to Frank. you know who you are. But I think one of the things that my wife, and I know she said it, but it's just nice to put it out there like that. One of the things that really attracted her to me was that I could cook. You know what I'm saying? And that was something that wouldn't be all her responsibility.
Oh, yeah.
You know, coming from a very traditional African household. I mean, I don't know how traditional you can't be being in an African household. But you know, the girls did the cooking. You know, the girls did the cooking, the cleaning, a lot of different stuff majority of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys just kind of chilled. And, you know, growing up in an American African culture, we just didn't have that. You know, and I tell people all the time, I come from a city where, you know, it's very blue collar, very tough. People work, you know, like everybody got to pull their weight. You know, one thing I tell people all the time, you know, if you're from Detroit, you know, we're pretty honest people because it's too cold to lie. You know, literally, like, you know, like I said, we're watching the game on TV and I'm just looking at all the snow and the ice and all of this. And, you know, in my heart, you know, I'd love to be there with my family or whatever. But in my body, I'm like, I am so thankful that I am not home right now. You know what I mean? Because even, you know, just going into the traditional roles as a parent, I think about how much harder it would be, not that we couldn't do it, but just if we were back in Michigan, even if we were back in Maryland, because you have to get another element of clothes for your child because it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll give you guys a great example. My mother, one time back when I was younger, I was still a baby and, you know, whatever, but she was, you know, waiting for the bus one time to, you know, bring us back, you know, bring me and her back home. And a little lady, a little lady came up to the bus stop, might have been an angel. That's what I believe. If you see people,
you believe it was an angel?
I do.
Then it was an angel.
No, and here's why I say that. I believe it was an angel because I'm sure some of us have had that experience where you meet one person one time and you never see them again. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, again, and not that you're intentionally looking for them, but I'm talking about you're in like a public place, very visible.
Especially in the town, you know, where like, a lot of people know each
like
other.
Yeah, like a lot of people know each other, whatever. Like literally, like never seen the person again, right? But what the lady said, and it just warmed my mama's heart, was she was like, oh, I know you love him because you have him so wrapped up. You know what I'm saying? So wrapped up. And I mean, Michigan, as you guys know, you know, we're very close to Canada, so it can get into the negatives, ice and wind chill and all of that, whatever. But that, you know, that story has always stuck with me, especially now being a parent. I never, you know, we live in California and we have our quote unquote winter. Which is, again, nothing like, you know, where we're from, Michigan.
Hey, 50 degrees is cold enough. Okay, thank you very much.
Exactly. 50 degrees in Michigan, we're wearing shorts and sandals. I wasn't wearing shorts.
But there were folks who were.
Yeah, I mean, maybe sandals, but again, depends on if there's snow and ice out there. those type of things just came into the concept of you know, what is traditional roles. And one thing my mom always kind of, you know, prepared me for, shout out to the moms, Tracelle and Mades, y'all here doing the best, doing what y'all do. She just, you know, again, being a good Christian Midwestern mother, I was like, one day you're going to be married. So one day you got to learn how to do the laundry, and one day you got to learn how to do it. My mom doesn't sound like this, but
that's the best mom voice
I can do. You know, you're going to have to learn how to vacuum and all these things, and you can't do it with a pouty face. And I'm like, she literally said that to her, you know, 10-year-old son, and I'm like, okay.
I'm 10. I don't.
I mean, again, you know, I'm just like, sure, if you say so, you know. Like,
hey, I'll tell you what, you don't do it with a pouty face. You do it with a smile on your face, and I appreciate it.
Like to
thanks, get, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. To get back to me and to me and Senna's dynamic at home, I enjoy hand washing the dishes. I think it's very
I see that you do that a lot.
Yeah, I think it's very soothing. You know, of course we grew up with a dishwasher and everything. I just think it's something that's very soothing. It's just something about washing the dishes. And for those of you who worked in a restaurant or whatever, I know that's probably bad memories, like, bro, I had to wash a pile of dishes. But for me, it's very smoothing. The other thing that really helped out a lot is I don't mind sweeping and I don't mind mopping. You know,
oh,
the floors.
And I hate those.
Exactly.
I hate those.
Like, those are two things.
Tell
the story why you hate it.
I would rather wash the toilet, which I do. I do most of the bathroom cleaning and stuff, which I enjoy. I'm okay with. I'd rather do that any day than broom or clean or, like, mop. Like, those are my least favorite chores. I think part of the reason I hate it so much is because brooming back home was different. You had
just
to
say it. Mother's gonna hear it one day and be like,
No, you had to. You know how you had the broom over here where you can stand up and do your thing? Back home, at least in the era that I grew up, right? They had those broom where you had to bend lower more, right? And do it. And I've never been a fan of doing that. So coming here, even though the tools are different and the body mechanics is different, it remains my least favorite chores. I just hate it. So it's just feeling, and God, thank God that I ended up with a man who is totally fine, enjoys a brooming, because if it's up to me, I will probably end up hiring somebody to do it. Especially nowadays, I'll be like, bro, I put up with it when we were married and no kid, but right now somebody is doing it. Like, we are hiring somebody right away. Because I'm just saying, I will clean the toilet rather than broom. That's just what it is. And I would rather use the dishwasher just because I like things done quickly and efficiently. If it can be done faster with the same result, the same quality of results, I will do it. That's the choice that I will make.
And that even goes into how me and her cook sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm very, you know, and partly because, I mean, we both have them, but, you know, growing up, cooking was such a intimate part of my, you know, childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Being in the kitchen with my grandmother, being in the kitchen with my mother, my grandfather, I mean, even my cousins to an extent. You know,
yeah, like, your whole family cook. Like, gender-wise, especially since most of your cousins are male.
Right.
But they all can get down. Like, I can't trust any one of your cousins male. That's, and I don't say that about anyone, especially males. But I can trust them. If they bring a plate to me and they say they made it, I trust that shit and I'm eating.
Especially being, I mean, again, we're both African in our heritage, but, you know, coming from different cultures, and different aspects of the diaspora, that was one of the things I was like, yo, man, like, is she going to like the stuff that we like? Because, I mean, I know there's some stuff I don't like that y'all like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. This day.
Right, to that day. But there's even things. she saw a snake, y'all, so she doesn't like snakes. she don't even like the sight of them.
I don't like the sight of it. I don't even like the thought of snakes. It's just like, nope, thank you.
That was the thing. But it was, you know, it was such a, you know, foreign concept to me almost to have a gender role, you know, in terms of a concrete gender role.
Mm-hmm,
as Senna said in the beginning, we both work, we both, you know, earn an income, everything like that. We both take care of the baby and everything like that. But it wasn't ever set in stone like, all right, I got to do this. You got to do this. I think it just, and this is the way I've always enjoyed things.
Mm-hmm.
Let it play out naturally. I'm very much a let it play out naturally kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
And then over time, the structure and the system will come.
Yeah, it builds itself.
Right?
Yeah.
It'll build itself. My wife is very opposite. She wants to know.
I like to speak things out.
Yeah, she like, not just to spit things out, but she wants to know the plan in advance. You know, like, it's so funny, y'all. If y'all ever get to see the behind the scenes of these things, she's always asking, okay, now what are we going to talk about this time? I'm very much, I could just speak off the top of my head. But one thing that I feel like we both learned how to do with each other just over time is enjoy
the process.
No, enjoy the each other's process, if you catch what I'm saying. Enjoy each other's method of, this is why I do it this way. You know what I'm saying? For example, my wife is the queen of the bathrooms. I don't even I don't even go in there. I don't mess with them. I do nothing to them unless we have somebody coming to town or something. You know, I'll clean it or whatever if she just wants to get it done faster. But a lot of the times, she doesn't mess with it. For example, we have a very large large yard in you know, our home.
Like a 360
you know,
yard.
Yes, yeah, so yeah. It's pretty much a 360 yard.
Mm-hmm.
And she lets me handle the outside, and I finally...
And I don't care for it.
Right. I love it because...
That's all you, boo.
Outside, especially if you're from the Midwest like me, it has such a treasured, memories. Because... I know in Michigan, we only get like 2.5 days of summer. Yeah.
You mean date months?
No. Typically 2.5 days of summer. I heard it, but I was like, yeah, I'm going to roll with it.
I'm going to just roll with it as a joke.
2.5 days of summer. Because I'll tell y'all the story. The first time I brought, and now my accent going to come out because I'm feeling more comfortable.
I brought my wife.
So the first time I brought, well, she wasn't my wife yet. But first time I brought Senna home, right? I bought a home. It was July.
Yeah, it was July.
Right? It was July in Detroit. And I bought a home and, you know, I introduced the mom and everything like that and everything. And this girl, she got off the plane.
I was cold.
I was
straight up cold. I was like,
I can't even finish. I'm gonna let her finish.
Listen, he said, okay, I think that was when your mom was a little down under the weather. It was in the hospital. But she good. She believe it's just a minor thing. But you know, you wanna go with me? I was like, yeah. I'll go meet your folks. Let's go. So we pretty sure go there. I'm packing my thing, and I'm like, it's July, right? In my head, it's mother loving July, right? So
says the person who's never been to Michigan.
In my head, I didn't think I needed to have been in Michigan. I'm like, I got my shorts, my dresses. It's summertime, baby. I packed my things. I went there. I was like, nah, dog, this not gonna fly. I'm cold. Especially once the sun goes down. Once the sun goes down, it goes, I felt like it went from like barely hot to like, oh, definitely cold. You know?
It was like 70 and then it went down to like a Michigan 55.
Yeah, I was cold. So all I know is I ended up having to wear his mom's sweaters and jackets because she was just like, bless her heart, she was just like, oh yeah, just getting there. And
actually, you wore grannies.
Oh, was it grannies? Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're just like, here, whatever you can fit into, which is funny if you know, his folks are bigger folks than my side of the family, so I was definitely swimming in some of this, but I was comfortable with these jackets, that's for sure. I was like, I need jackets, okay, and they gave it to me, and I was happy about it because I was like, these dresses are not gonna fly. And it was that's when I also told him, I was like, if we plan on leaving here, this is not gonna work. You hungry, baby boo?
So, for those who don't know, Senna said it, Senna said it early. That's our daughter, Nasiah.
Yeah,
she just wanted to be a part of the podcast.
Yeah,
so she's still, so she's
back
good.
To sleep.
Yeah, she's back to sleep. She might be trying to poop.
That's true. You're putting all her business out there.
Nah,
okay,
yeah,
baby. Come
hungry.
On, baby.
Now she's hungry.
Well, you
but,
close it up.
Hi, baby. But yeah,
did you enjoy your time with that?
This is the beautiful thing about having a family and doing it this way. We don't intend to edit, you know, any of things in these moments.
We don't even have the time.
We don't have, yeah, we really don't have the time. But it's just, I mean, y'all are here with us. You know what I'm saying? It's literally like y'all sitting at the table and just...
Oh, I'm going to change
diapers. Oh, okay. We're going to change diapers. So you're probably really here, Nasiah. But it's just, it's an amazing time to be in, to just have that, you know, hey, we don't have to conform to this is what they want. Lions got another touchdown. Amen. And
the gender roles are not... Firm.
Yeah, they're not firm, and it's cool because I believe it evolves over time. You know what I'm saying? Like this time, this person can do this. This time, you can do that. You know what I'm saying? So whatever, you know, it's just it's an amazing time. So with that being said, this has been the Parenting Boulevard. I'm Jason Cackfoot. And it's over there. She's changing her. She always does this, guys. She's not in trouble. She just doesn't like getting her diaper changed. I didn't want anybody to think she's in trouble or anything like that. Like, she just doesn't like getting her diaper changed. But we will be back for another episode. Stay tuned. Please like, share, and subscribe with somebody who may find this content great and amazing. And we'll see y'all soon. Peace.